Oh, I think I've pretty much finished up with the tour. I have to say, I really love the way that this place is set up. You guys have really done a wonderful job making sure that all these animal boys and girls have everything they need. And I've decided. I think I'm gonna adopt today. I just don't know which one yet. It's so much harder than I expected. They all just look so lovely. But why is that one all alone in the corner? I've never noticed them before. They don't want to be adopted? Oh. I'm sorry. To have gone through that must have been quite traumatic. Would it be all right if I go over to talk? Even if it doesn't work, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, right? Thanks. I'll be back. Hey. Hello. How are you doing? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I promise I don't bite. You don't have to move back. I won't get closer if you don't want me to. See? I'll just sit right here, where you can see me. I'll sit here, okay? You don't really want to speak, do you? That's okay. That's okay. Maybe you can nod for me? Take your time. I've had patients like this before. We can make it work. What? Did I strike your curiosity? Yes, I'm a doctor. Well, my patients are all human, but you aren't that different from us. Actually, you're so much cuter. Oh. That was inappropriate, right? I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend you. I can leave you alone if you want. No? Good. Does this mean that you're not scared of me anymore? You are. So, you're afraid of me? But you also don't want me to leave. Intriguing. What are we gonna do? Would you mind if I come a little closer? I won't touch you without permission, I promise. I totally understand if you're afraid of other human beings. Especially after what your last human did. But we're not all bad. Some of us just want to live our lives. Give affection, care about someone, and be happy. Just like animal people do. Yeah. You know, when I said I wanted to talk to you, they told me I should have worn protective gear. They were worried that you might get aggressive with your claws when you're scared. But look, I'm just wearing my dress. Nothing special. Because, well, I believe that if I wanted you to trust me, I gotta show you that I trusted you first. You have such a lovely smile. Hey. Will you let me touch you? Just a hug. I promise I won't hurt you. I just feel like I want to comfort you. I'm loving these little purrs you make when you start to relax. There we go. Yes. Everything will be okay. I'm here for you. And I could take care of you, okay? There we go. Here. You can rest your head on my shoulder. You are. Yes. I've been so stressed. I wish I could do more for you. This place is really an excellent adoption center, but it's not the same. There's nothing better than having a home and a warm bed. I mean, hey, can you look up at me for a sec? Please. Okay. I don't want to pressure you in any way, but if you'd rather stay here, that's totally fine. But would you come home with me? Oh. I didn't think you'd speak to me. You have a really nice voice. Did you know that? Oh, silly. I don't mind that you have bruises or scars. Nor that you're a bit older than the rest of the other pets. It's quite the opposite, really. I just want to help you heal. Why? I don't know. When I saw you there, by yourself, I just... Something in my heart drew me to you. You deserve someone. Everyone does. Will you give me a chance? Will you let me take you home? I can't promise you extravagance, but I could promise to love you, to care for you, as best as I can. Is that a little nod? You'll come? Really? I'm so glad. Well, then, alright. I really wish I could cuddle with you more, but will you wait here for me? Until I finish all the paperwork? It might take a while, but I promise I'm not going anywhere without you. Okay? We're gonna go home. Here we are. I hope you like your new home. It's modest here, but I have no partner, children, or anything, so I think there's gonna be enough room for the two of us. Anyways, are you hungry? Thirsty? No? Maybe I'll cook a little later then. Come on, I'll show you to our room. I mean, I wish I had one just for you, but I honestly didn't plan this far ahead. I hope that's okay. And I promise, I don't snore. Yeah, adopting a companion wasn't always in my plans, but since I've moved here for a new job, I've just been feeling a little lonely. I love hugging, cuddling, and taking care of people, so I hope this works out. Anyways, this is our room. I'm pretty sure I could fit a second bed in here if I move things around, but Hey, no, I'm not gonna leave you sleeping on the floor. You're not a bother, don't worry. Oh? You prefer sleeping on the rug? Well, if that's what you want, it's all yours. Sorry, I'm just getting used to some of your quirks. It's adorable, though. Hey, did I make you that embarrassed? You're shaking. Oh gosh, I completely forgot I left the AC on. It's like popsicle temperature in here. I'm just so used to it, I didn't even realize. Wait, let me just adjust it. It'll take a little while to get warmer, though. So, how about this? I'll sit on the floor with you. Why don't you turn around? Yes, you could sit right between my legs. And I'll keep you warm. Exactly like that. Just melt into me and let me take care of everything. Feeling a little warmer, kitten? Oh. Now you're actually embarrassed. Is it okay that I call you that? You know, you could tell me if anything's bothering you. Or if you need some time alone. I know this is a new place. I really like this, though. You're all soft and cozy. May I rub your ears? They just look so fluffy. I can't resist. Is this okay? Do you like that? Oh, your purrs. Your purrs are so adorable. I'll take that as a yes. Come a little closer. Rest your head on my chest. You don't need to be shy with me. When you start feeling more comfortable, you become the cuddliest thing in the world. Did you know that? Oh, such a good kitten. Hey. What's happening? Why are you moving away? Did I hurt you? Oh. I see now. Your ears and tails are getting all spiky, too. That means you're in heat, right? No, shh. You don't need to apologize. You might be a cute kitten, but you're also an adult. And I know how hard it is to contain your instincts. Even humans have a hard time with it. Yes, it's totally fine. I promise. I'm a little flattered, to be honest. Well, there is one thing I'd like to show you. Just a second. Look, while we were in the cab, I was taking a look at this book they gave me at the adoption center. And I remember I had a little something about. Ah, here we are. Chapter 5, Section 14. Adult Pets. For adopters of adult animal boys or girls, some extra measures shall be taken during their care. Leaving a mature pet with their sexual needs unchecked might cause damage to their long-term health and well-being, especially during their heat. If your animal is of age, you must make sure their sexual needs are properly met. Either by yourself or hiring a professional. So, if I really make you feel these things, I wouldn't mind helping you myself. I mean, I'm single and it's my duty to make sure you're happy. And I think you're quite attractive too. But This is only if you want me to. Because I could definitely hire someone more appropriate if you don't want to do this. Or if you think it's weird to do it with me. Oh. You think I'm beautiful? No, that's not bad. Of course not. I'm just not used to being desired, I guess. It's been so long. I'm always so busy. I forget that people even see me this way. Anyways, I'm sorry I'm talking too much. I'm just a bit nervous. Is it okay if I start slow? I think I'll start by taking your shirt off. Is that okay? Oh, you have such a gorgeous body. You don't mind if I touch you a bit, do you? Of course I like it. I love every bit of it. Your arms. Your chest. You're so soft, but so firm as well. Are you? Someone's really starting to lose their shame. I'm not gonna ask you to stop. Now, let me hold you close and... Good. I have to admit, I really miss doing this. You know, I could start taking off my clothes too. This way we could both be comfortable with each other. You're just gonna have to make sure to keep me warm, okay? I'll just take off this dress. And this bra. Here we are. Do you like them? My breasts? You could touch them. Feels a little different being touched by paws. But I love it. Oh, they feel so warm. Yes, please keep kissing me and touching me. You're doing great, kitten. Starting to show her wild side, huh? Kitten. Oh, you're wet. Would you like me to finger you? You mew so sweetly for me. I'll take that as a yes. Let me just slip one finger in. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are tight. Yes. Keep kissing me. Keep kissing me, sweetie. Yes. Grind against my finger and palm. Oh. I miss this so much. Just spoil. Such a good girl. Oh, kissing and touching another person. Oh, I can't wait. Let me taste you. You're sweet. So sweet. Do you think you could take another finger? Oh, do you want more? Good girl. Arch your back for me. Fuck. No, 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 no. Don't hold back. Show me how fierce you can be, kitten. It'll be bad if you try to repress your instincts. I said I was gonna take care of you, remember? You could take it. There. Yes. Let out that voice. I'll be your mate tonight, kitten. Come on. Kiss me. Good. It's hard to hold back, isn't it? Is that true, kitten? Don't hold back. Be a good girl and let it go. I could barely hold back either. Look. Look how wet you've made me. I have to start touching myself, too. Yes, grind. And fuck yourself with my fingers. I could go a little faster. There we go. There we go. If I say a command, can you come on command for me? Will you be a good kid? Oh, good girl. Come for your owner. Come off me yet. I feel really safe like this. It's just lie on top of me. That's okay. Let me stroke your fur. Let me caress your ears again. Look. I know I might have said some things in the heat of the moment, but I really don't want you to see me as your owner, okay? I just don't want you to think that I own you. Or that I forced you to be here. Or that you have to please me in any sort of way. I just want you to be you. And I want you to be here because you want to be. Do you want to take care of me as well? So how about this? You could be my loyal companion and guardian of this house. How does that sound? You'll always be my good kitten. I won't change that. And tomorrow, when I get back from work, we'll start taking care of these bruises on you. I promise. Hey, you don't need to thank me. I said I wanted you to be happy, didn't I? But for now, let's just stay cuddling. Yeah, we could just hold each other like this. You know, Sleeping on the rug doesn't sound that bad right now.